particular who are the greatest market for ringtones are using it to assert individuality. I can't remember what the survey was, but they showed that it was one of the most peer-driven aspects of their purchasing.
Really?
So on the one hand, they're exerting their individuality through what they're buying. On the other, they're acutely aware of what it is that they need to buy and download. So that's an interesting aside.
Well, in terms of ringtones and music.
Yeah. I suppose because it's so public, that unlike a mobile headphone device, you can tell people what you're listening to, but they don't know immediately. With a ringtone, they know straight away. So the culture of ringtones is fascinating in that regard, isn't it? Sorry, I interrupted.
Anyway. Well, as another aside, which I think is interesting, when I was sort of going to secondary school, grammar school, the way people asserted their individuality and their musical tastes, because you're all in the same uniform, was carrying records around. So you wouldn't, if you had your latest LP, you wouldn't put it in a bag. You carried it around so everyone could see, like, you had Led Zeppelin 2 or Sergeant Pepper's or whatever. And I think that's interesting, because then the actual object was the signifier, and it was mute.
Yeah.
You know, it was about music, but obviously music's about a lot more than music.
Yeah.
And so we were walking around with these mute signifiers of our musical taste, and presumably what we got up to when we weren't in our uniforms were outside school hours. And somehow that had flipped over to, like, the fetish isn't the object anymore. It's the, actually the player is the fetishistic object.
And the
sort of the signifier has to actually be played out loud. So that, you know, that starts to mix up and make quite a sonic mess, actually. But I thought, you know, there's the potential here for making the most beautiful music.
The interesting thing, though, is that in order to make the beautiful music, you need to be in control in your role as director of the ministry in defining what all the ringtones are.
Yes.
It's interesting that that hasn't happened more with that, brands like Apple, who are obviously very good at branding themselves. They've not made it easy to interface, as we've discovered with this project, with the ringtone. So we tend to leave the Apple tone on there, and yet it's not a particularly distinctive ringer. Is there something that they've missed there, in that the thing that's on all their phones, which we all hear whenever you hear an iPhone ringing, is not particularly